Brisbane's better when you're listening to Stav, Abby and Matt. Visit Brisbane City Council's website to find out how council is making Brisbane better too. Stav,
Abby and Matt. Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey, thanks for downloading our podcast today. We really appreciate getting involved.
Some messages. I just felt like we haven't got many messages from our podcast. I haven't been checking socials.
Haven't heard from our Canadian, Randy. We haven't heard from our Japanese bonsai expert.
Is he back?
Don't know.
I think he might be back in Brisbane.
Right. We're still listening, though.
Yeah, he's still listening. Yeah. I met his mum and his sister. They're gorgeous.
Messages me on Instagram every so often.
Right.
Let's have a look.
And our Texas man, smoking man.
Yeah.
Hope he's doing well.
Bonsai Sean.
Remember he was quiet for a while and we thought he died?
Yeah. He did have some health problems.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's not.
Anyway, podcast. I'd
love to bonsai for the studio.
Yeah. I like bonsais.
Yeah. Are they as delicate? Because at the moment we've got a...
It's super expensive.
Yeah.
Bonsais. I think they're pretty hardy though, aren't they? As long as you just keep them moisturised.
I don't know. Bonsai Sean can tell us.
I don't know. There was a shop where I grew up and there was a bonsai shop.
Uh-huh.
And it was huge.
They used to be quite.
Ironic for quite small things. True. But yeah, it was, you'd walk around and they were just.
The world's biggest bonsai shop.
Yeah.
Nah, Bonsai Sean looks like he's back in Japan.
Right.
Is he? Yeah. Konnichiwa.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Because on the 19th of January, he made it into the newspaper.
Did he?
And it's all in Japanese writing, so.
Good for him.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Today's show.
We talk all things Super Bowl.
There's some dad jokes, see if you can finish them off.
Yep.
That was impressive.
Was it?
Give it to you.
Oh, I think he was disappointed. I think he thought he'd do better.
I did think I would do better.
Yes. Yeah, I've got more.
Really?
Yeah.
You did really well. We could do it again tomorrow.
I was a little bit. I was a bit.
You're a bit disappointed?
A little bit. I don't want you to practice overnight.
No.
These are different. They're like 100 dad jokes. You can't know all 100.
Well, I should. I have my dad card rescinded. They'll take Rory away from me.
Oh, if it's that easy and quick, let me do the same. I'll answer India for everything.
It's classic.
All right, here we go. Let's get into it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The Philadelphia Eagles are heading back in the Super Bowl for the fourth time. They take on a team that knows a little thing or two about the stage they're taking. Kansas City Chiefs back in the final dance for the third time in 4 years.
Ooh, Super Bowl. Yes, it's that time of year. And the game starts at 10 a.m. Channel 7. But really, if you want to see the halftime show, is it 12:30? Whatever you're into.
We have our priorities.
We've got someone on the ground there from Channel 7. David Woywood is on right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you going? I don't know if you can hear that crowd behind me, but the Chiefs guys, the Chiefs players are just walking back into the rooms after coming out for a bit of a kick and a bit of a stretch, and the crowd is absolutely going nuts.
Wow, so you're actually standing on the field as we speak, right, Dave?
Yep, we're on the grass right now, guys. So if I took two big steps, I'd be in the Chiefs soaring in. We're right in the thick of it. This is State Farm Stadium in Arizona. It is absolutely packed to the rafters. I've got to say, though, it is overwhelmingly here Philadelphia at the moment. That is the Eagles. They are looking good. They're going into this the favourites. And, of course, they've got a couple of Aussies in the mix as well, Jordan Mailata and Aaron Sipos. So a great day for the Aussies. Hopefully they can make a bit of history. But right now, this crowd is going off as the star quarterback of Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is just walking right past me right now. Wow. He is looking good.
He's Get him on.
Fit. Yeah, whack him on. Whack him on, Dave. Whack him on.
You want to talk to him?
Guys, do you want to chat to him?
That was a half ass. I can understand, yeah, Dave. You don't want to be kicked out on the biggest day. I have become obsessed with Jordan Mailata, like only overnight, really. But he was the guy that was on The Masked Singer. Remember, over in the States, and he blew everyone away with his voice.
He is an amazing singer. He comes from a big Samoan family in Western Sydney, and he comes from a big choir background. But he loves singing, and he's an absolute character as well. This is a bloke, you've got to remember, he's about to play a crucial, a vital role for the Eagles in this Super Bowl. He's going to make history This is a bloke who didn't even know what the Super Bowl was until 2013 when Beyonce played. It was Beyonce that introduced him to American football. Can you quite believe it?
Wow.
And now he's here and he's just absolutely loving it. So, yeah, he's going to be a big show today and hopefully he can help guide the Eagles to a victory.
I've heard Rihanna said he's such a good singer he's going to hop up in the halftime show as well. So look out for that.
Could you imagine?
I wouldn't mind seeing that. Yeah, we got Riri. She's going to be out here today. I reckon I'd be a bit nervous if I was Riri. She hasn't performed in what years or so, but this crowd, they are ready to party. So I don't reckon it's going to be that hard to get them on board. We all know she's a superstar. She's going to blow the roof off.
There's always the rumours of who's going to perform because she's done so many, collabs with the songs. Yeah. Do you think it is Jay-Z? Has there been any talk of who's going to perform with her?
Funny that you asked that. In the last 4 or 5 minutes, on the big screen, Jay-Z was spotted just walking into the crowd. Mm. He had all the Philly cheerleaders around him. So whether or not that he's going to be part of it, or maybe he just here the person.
Jay-Z's right. Illuminati crowds that they've just tapped.
Who knows?
Mm.
Okay, yeah. We'll watch out for that.
Jay-Z just had his people cut the phone line.
Yeah, it was breaking up. We know. Well, that's because you can still put bets on of who's Riri's going to be performing with as well.
So, David, you're obviously working today. You're talking to us. You're crossing back to Channel 7. But I know what it's like when you go to a football game and the crowd is like that. I feel that, like, you want to have a couple of beers. At what are you able to have a few cheeky ones or...?
Yeah, don't tell Koshy, but I started hours ago, as you can probably tell. No, I haven't yet, but we're absolutely feeling it. Actually, walking in here today was fantastic because all those tailgate parties were kicking off, and it's just like the most incredible way to celebrate the day. They've all just got the lids up on the back of the car, the grills are hot, the Eskies are all overflowing, and they're all absolutely having a party. So I'd love to be joining them, but I'll be out here hopefully trying to snare an interview with Jordan Mailata and Aaron Sipos at the end of the game, and hopefully they will be Super Bowl champions by then.
You have to go out there for a little while because when I went to a tailgate party, it's nothing that I've ever seen. And because they have like barbecue off, really, or they call it a grill off to see who's the best, they want you to come over and chat, like they invite you to it. So there's your opportunity, that's David, good. Just to be able to go and get something.
Well, you know, it's like in Australia, if we did that here, they'd shut us all down and be like, anyone got any food safety certificates? You got RSAs? You know, RSA, you can't do it.
But we're not packing heat, so what are you going to do?
That's a good point.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Last week I told you guys that I've got a new activity that I forced everyone else to be involved with.
Classic Coleman.
We're already there watching our kids play tennis.
Yes.
It can be quite boring. And I thought, well, while we're there, we should do cardio tennis. It's this new thing that started. It's probably been around for a while. But you've obviously got a tennis racket, but it's more cardio than actually playing tennis, even though tennis is cardio.
So it's like aerobics and tennis combined?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No skill is required for the tennis, although it would be beneficial. And I said to all the mums, like, let's do it. We sent out a group text. There was a few that couldn't do it. One said, sorry, and I do respect her. Peter said, I'm really sorry. I'm drinking champagne already.
Fair enough.
Respect. Yeah. No worries. Yeah. Okay.
So some parents do take those nights to be alone and sit there.
She was out with friends and she's like, I've got a dinner. And I was like, no worries. And she did say, she said, I could come for a half an hour before and then go, but no.
No.
The other one said that her son was injured, so wasn't coming. We asked for a certificate for that because we didn't believe her, but she said she'll be there next week.
Okay. Right. I'm in the middle of breaking his leg right now.
I'd go pinky.
I was honest and said, look, I'm going to Ed Sheeran this week.
Yeah.
And, but I definitely will be there next Friday.
Right.
I loved it. I really loved it because a whole hour went and you felt like you weren't doing exercise. And I'm actually going to try and find some more classes so I can do it. But I've never played tennis before, ever.
After all the time that you watch Finney play and you never...
It wasn't my pick. Mm. I didn't like tennis.
Right. You're there under duress.
Well, I just said to the kids, like, pick a sport, and they said tennis. And in hindsight, I should have looked at all the fees before I picked a sport.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my thing that I'd pass on. You know, group sports. They're cheaper. But I was like, all right, I have watched them learn tennis, so surely I should be able to play.
Mm.
But I could hit a ball.
Yeah.
Not good. And it's really hard to get it in the court. But at least I could, like, I was watching the movements, and at least I understand that. So I've got something to go for. But it's just so weird that I've not got my kids into a sport. They've got me into something.
Mm.
Like, you wouldn't have played Fortnite unless Xander was playing Fortnite.
No. Oh. That's exactly right.
And now look at all the friends that you're talking to on your game.
Oh, I've got friends all over the world.
Can I tell you, I make some of the best slime
you do
I've ever encountered. Yeah. 13, I never thought I would have that skill.
13, 10, 60. Things that you've learnt because of your kids. And I mean, if you've become an expert or if you've got into a sport and the kids have since left and you're into it. Like, I love 1D Dad.
Yeah.
Shout out to him, Anthony, if he's listening to the show. He was the one that became obsessed with One Direction, and all the One Direction guys started following him on Twitter, none of the girls that they sort of annoyed.
Mm.
But it's an interesting story. He got into it because his daughter was obsessed and his wife was going through a lot of health complications. So that was their thing.
So he studied up on One Direction, so he had something to talk with his daughter about.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he became the One Direction dad. His daughter
She's moved on.
And he was wearing the jacket with all the badges, like, Best friends with the guys.
Yeah, chats to them when they come out and stuff. Yeah. Didn't he get a van, a One Direction van? Like, his van was all 1D'd up.
That's getting weird now.
It was just such a beautiful story. But at first, if you kind of like, dude.
Get a life, man.
But that's what happens.
You get a life.
You have your own life, and then you have children, and then your children's lives become your life.
They encroach, yeah.
You know, it's the same as you find yourself becoming friends with the people who your kids are friends with. And
yeah. Well, Rory wants to pick up the piano, and I'd love to do piano lessons and learn the piano. That'd be great.
Do it without?
No, I need that motivation.
Oh, if Finny quits tennis, I'm still going and rocking up. You should say, I'm talking myself up. I'm going to the Masters.
All you got to do is get that nailed when you land it in the court. And
he said to me, I was like, I was pretty good. He goes, I looked at you. You weren't good at all. And I said, do you know what? My mum didn't get me private lessons. I'll take a few of yours.
My mum didn't get me private lessons. You're the idiot that did get him private lessons.
Yeah. I'm aware of that, Stav. You know my rule. I said any sports you guys want to do, I'll support you. Mm. And obviously I regret that.
Yes.
Hope he comes home and goes sumo wrestling. Like, if I was here, I'd just be pitching as far as I can.
I say whatever sports that they want to do. I did say no cricket, and then that was silly because I was like, I don't want to do cricket because I don't want to be there all day.
Yeah.
Have you been to a tennis tournament?
Yeah, it takes a while.
Yeah.
Angie, Bev and Gary, what have you got into because of your kids?
Hello, how are you?
Good, Ange.
I play GTA on the PlayStation. They got me hooked massively. And even when they're grounded, I sneak in, I get out and play. They try to sneak out and watch me.
Are you better than the Manji?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Come on.
Come on, Angie. Yeah. Come on.
Good.
Yeah, you're roaming the streets, stealing cars and getting wrecked.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Stealing all the money. Is there any way to get rich these days?
Hey, well done. You've also got yourself pink tickets. All I do is
you can tear yourself away from the PS4.
Yeah.
James in Waterford, what have you learnt to do because of your children?
Well, funny to mention that Abby was talking about One Direction just before.
Yeah.
Bought my daughter tickets when One Direction were still together and Five Sauce were the backup.
Uh-huh. Nice.
And, yeah, sort of secretly admired their work ever since.
So did you have to go to the concert to do the dad thing and just look after her, but then... Or stay in the car, or
no? My ex at the time was doing that. So, but yeah, she's going on a cruise for 18th, and she's actually going to see Harry Styles before. Mm-hmm. So secretly jealous, but it's okay.
You could still go.
Oh. No, it's okay.
There's limits.
How do you explain that to your mates?
Yeah.
You just say he's a good-looking rooster. I'm comfortable. Well, why are you so uncomfortable? Good on you, mate. Those tickets to Pink, they're yours. Good on you, man. It's Make It Rain Monday. Get on the air. Get a double pass to Pink.
Proud of Pink, ashamed of Harry Styles.
Yeah. Kira in Castledine, I think a lot of parents will realise this one. What did you get into because of your kids?
Oh, who doesn't love Bluey?
It's funny.
It is amazing. I'll watch it by myself without my kids. I don't even care. Love it.
Yeah.
You have to, though, don't you? Because they grow out of it. I still miss the Octonauts, and I will sneak and watch an episode of that every now and then just because I miss them.
Who's your favourite? Quasi?
Oh, Quasi's all right, but, you know, he's a bit reckless. He needs to rail that stuff in a bit. Gets him into trouble.
What's a penguin?
Paisley.
It's been a long time since I've watched anything on ABC Kids.
You miss Dinosaur Train, don't you?
Wasn't a bad show. Yeah, it was good.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Daddy.
You're funny, Daddy.
Yeah, dad jokes.
They're just jokes.
I was going to say, that's...
They're just jokes.
There's no such thing as dad jokes,
I was making them
right,
before Stav. I had a kid.
Dad jokes. Make them after. Well, I guess they say dad jokes because they're not funny jokes. They're good for the person giving them, and that is generally a dad going, get it? You're born in a tent. That's the sort of style. But my
which in America is born in a barn, I've learned.
A barn, really? Yeah. My son got given dad jokes, and it's 50 cards with 100 dad jokes, okay, on one on either side for it. And he's been walking around reading them, but he doesn't, like, we have to finish the punchline.
Mm. Okay, so he gives you the setup, and you've got to see if you can get the rest of it.
And you're like, no, just tell us. No, you got to guess. You got to guess. I'm like, yeah, oh,
good
I don't
idea
know.
For a game
and
show.
Always what I say is, call Stav if you want to get them. Right? Yeah. And he's like, well, why don't you take them and you test Stav and see if he can finish them all? Yeah. Okay?
I think you will get 100 out of 100.
Really?
Here.
Jinx me, man.
There's
jinx.
No.
Maddie,
there's...
you might be good at these as well. And these
are
ones.
You're a dad.
These are
you're
ones.
Funny.
I'm allegedly a dad.
You may have, I mean, you may have heard some of them. You just have to try and make up.
Imagine if that was how they did paternity tests. Are you the father? I don't know. Here, I'm hungry. Hi, hungry. I'm dad. Oh!
It's you.
All right, here you go. I tell dad jokes, but I have no kids.
Yeah? Is there?
Yeah, that's what you got to say.
Oh.
What a faux pas. Like a
okay.
All right, here we go.
So
all right,
you jinxed me.
All right, okay, here
me.
We go.
Okay.
How do you find Will Smith in the snow?
You look for fresh prints.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
has he got a little ding?
I'm looking for canned laughter, but we don't have any.
We don't need canned laughter.
Yeah, I tell you what, here's what we do. Here's what we're going to do. Girls, out in the phone room. Out in the phone. Oh, yes.
Perfect.
Great idea.
Perfect.
The girls can still do it, though. I want them to join it. No, get the girls involved. If so you want them to what? Do
they can be our canned laughter.
Okay.
Right,
so whenever he finishes it off, you girls out there, give us your ha.
All right.
Right?
You can give a genuine laugh if you really find it funny.
It
all right.
Okay. Yep.
Ah, he's used to that.
Okay.
Why should you never date a tennis player?
Because they're always in and out of love.
Because love means nothing to them.
Ha ha ha. Close.
Maybe you're not good.
Okay.
Ha ha.
Thank you.
My partner told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo.
I had to put my foot down.
Yeah. Why did the golfer bring two pairs of pants?
In case you got a hole in one.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
It's such a useless skill.
Have you heard some of these, or you just can hear? You've got the
The golf one I have. The other one you can fill in the blanks. Yeah, you know where they're going.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Mm. I know a lot of jokes about retired people.
They're not.
But none of them work.
Ah!
Ha ha.
Yeah.
eBay is so useless. I tried to look up lighters and all they had was.
Wrong. Matches.
Yeah, 13,000 matches.
I'm impressed by this.
Okay. Why should you never trust Adams? And that is ATOMS.
Yeah. Because they're always, they're either negative or positive.
Because they make up everything.
Oh, of course they do.
Ha ha.
Sorry, I'm an idiot.
Why should you never criticize someone until you've walked a mile in their shoes?
I don't know.
Because that way, when you criticize them, they'll be a mile away and you'll have their shoes.
I like that one. That is a good one. I'm keeping that one. Yeah.
A bossy man walks into a bar.
Any ideas?
I know.
Bossy man walks into a bar.
And shouts everyone? Or shouts at everyone?
He orders everyone around.
Ah.
That's not too bad.
Maddie.
That's not too bad. All right,
wow,
last one.
I'm starting to get the team. What's going on?
My shoes are turning into white New Balance. What's going on? I've been replaced.
Pull your socks up. My partner told me to stop being so immature.
What a poo-poo face.
So I told her to get out of my fort.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The outfit was an interesting one for Sam Smith at the Brit Awards.
Yeah, but when you're walking on the red carpet, it's not supposed to be comfortable. And I think he achieved that.
Yeah.
And I looked at that and I thought, that's not comfortable. He had like two balloons on his... Sorry, they had two balloons on their legs.
Do you reckon it looked like it was sealed tight, blown up, but then the legs and the arms were sealed tight?
Mm. Was it a balloon, though, or was it, like, hard? Like, we're calling it balloon.
It must have been, like, thick latex.
Latex. Yeah. Mm. You just looked at it and said, that's not comfortable.
You'd have to get changed before you sit next to them, wouldn't you? because
yeah, there would be yeah.
Unless you put your legs in the air.
Well, what's that kind of party?
Check it out. We'll get it up. It'll be all over Instagram and everywhere. The Brit Award.
Peggy is deathly afraid of cotton balls.
I can't see them. I can't touch them. I can't hear them.
Tell everybody what you are afraid of.
Aluminum foil.
Did this about a month ago and we got a lot of calls on it. 131060, we'd like to know your weird phobias. I am claustrophobic and in the last year, it never really was a problem and I've been in like four or five different claustrophobic situations in the past year. And it's really hit home for me that I am 100% claustrophobic and I do not enjoy it.
When I studied psychology, this was the first subject that they gave you.
Phobias?
Yeah, so you had to learn the difference between fear and phobias.
What is the difference?
Well, fear is a rational.
Right.
Something real, so really, fear of heights is rational.
Mm-hmm.
But a phobia is something that is completely irrational. Like it has no purpose for...
self-preservation.
Yeah, yeah. But they try to work out how and then how to get rid of it as well.
Right.
Which is when you need to be in like a calming environment as you are exposed to that.
Oh, right. Like, so, you, yeah, what do they call that? Where you face your fear to get over your fear. I don't want to do that.
Who dares wins,
yeah.
I think they call that.
Exactly. Even like, and I know this is terrible of me. Even the Turkish earthquake, man, some of the footage of that, I can't do it. I don't know how that would just
awful
be.
Awful.
Not
awful.
Much phobia in that. That one I can understand. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be in that either.
No. But there is a model who has got a strange phobia that I thought I'd bring to the table to get the ball rolling. She has a poo phobia.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fear of eating.
Well, it's kind of the whole process, I guess. But she does eat and then she won't go to the bathroom. She can't go to the bathroom outside anywhere. So she has to be at home by herself. It's caused problems with her dating because she can't poop when someone else is in her house.
It seems to be a little boy issue I'm just asking you, as boys.
As a little boy.
Well, yeah. Did you guys have a fear of going to the toilet? Because as a female, you can go into the cubicles, but because you've got the urinal, if you go into a cubicle, everyone knows you're going to go and poo, so you'd never go at school. Is that a common thing?
If you go into a cubicle, you're either pooping or doing drugs. That's the only two options as a man.
Right.
So
I digress there. but you do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you do wee in there.
Yeah. You got a fear of just going in front of other men?
No, I just don't see why I have to go in front of other people outside when at home. If Maddie came into my bathroom and started peeing into my toilet while I was there, that would be strange.
Yeah, see, that's a normal occurrence in our household. Yeah, if one's peeing, everyone just,
See, I don't like people to know if I do have to do it at work. That it's me. So when someone walks in, I lift my feet up so they can't see my shoes underneath. And then I wait. Sometimes I can be stuck in there for a couple of minutes because I wait for the room to clear. I'll be standing there with my pants up, waiting for the room to clear. I'll quickly flush, run out, and then be washing my hands.
We need to do that. And if you go into the female toilets, you know that someone's going. So I'll be really quick or I'll make a lot of noise because I know that they need to go.
Mm. Yeah, that's respectful.
Yeah. So then I'll be flushing all the toilets, even if I don't, just so that they've got a little bit of privacy.
Yeah.
Next time you go, I'm going to get 50 people from work. At 2-minute intervals.
Mate, you're a cubicle boy. I wouldn't be trying to...
But I don't stop and lift my feet up like I'm a spy and someone's going to find me.
No, but you always say, hey, Maddie, when I'm in there.
Yeah?
You always say, get him out. I'm like, hey, come on.
Who does number two work for, Maddie? You tell it. So you've got a poo phobia. I did not know that.
Well, no, I don't think it's even in that book, Raising Boys. And the author there was saying, Maggie Dent was saying how important it is when you pick up a little boy from school, you need to say, do you need to go to the toilet? Because they've probably been holding on.
Right.
So that's, and it's great advice. You'd know with picking up Xander.
Xander does, yeah. The minute you pull out of the car park, he's like, quick, I need to go to the toilet.
Yeah. Mm. So you need to be, hey.
Oh, okay. There you go.
That
is it's a weird phobia, I think.
Yeah. So does she hate it altogether?
Yeah. She hates it so much so she actually got sick. She got constipated and had to go to hospital. And now they're talking to her going, they actually say, you're not a unicorn. You got to poo. Chelsea in Windsor, what's your phobia?
Oh, my God. Did you choose me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
No one has been excited to talk about their phobias, but you just realize you get tickets to Pink.
You get tickets to see Pink because it's Make It Rain.
Yeah, okay. So well done.
Yeah, good stuff. All I do is
win. Now tell us a phobia you made up.
Yeah, I would develop a phobia just for this.
I got a phobia of not winning Pink Ticket.
Well, that is definitely not my phobia. My heart is beating so fast. My phobia is a hard one to say. Definitely doesn't roll off the tongue, but it's trypophobia. Trypophobia. So it's a phobia of like holes. So that can be anything from like honeycombs. I hate like when my skin forms those pores.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God, it makes me feel so sick. I cannot.
What about an aero bar? That'd be a nightmare.
Maddie's smirking over there.
It's stuck because I love the flavour of like an aero bar.
Yeah,
so I have to.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just. Yeah. And I don't know. There's no, I guess the cause is unknown. Mm. So
a lot of people have that one.
Mm. Yes. And I just, there's some things that I can deal with that's okay, like strawberries and stuff like that. But it's those photos of those little tiny holes inside of it. Oh, I can't stand it.
Good on you, Chelsea.
Dan in Griffin.
Yeah, hi.
You've got pink tickets just for calling up. So well done.
You just made my morning. My wife and son are going to be so happy.
Sweet. Now, what's your phobia, Danny boy?
It's a bit like yours, Stav, actually. Yeah. It's not claustrophobia. I can do small, like tight spaces, but I can't do tight clothing or even having the seatbelt on too tight in the car. Yeah. I had a panic attack once in the car.
Can you, you know, you can get a medical certificate for that so you don't have to wear your seatbelt in the car if it's that bad.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
What do you do for insurance, though?
I don't know. I don't think you just...
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Yeah, so clothing for me is I've always just got to get, like, larger clothing.
Right.
I've always got to get, like, one size up. If I can't sort of move my shoulders, then that's it. I'm... Nah, it's too tight.
Stab doesn't have that. He likes to wear them tight to show his guns.
Yeah.
I don't show my guns. They just happen to bulge out I wear a large T-shirt.
They were baggy, but now...
Yeah.
I mean, it looks weird when he's going through the kids section in Kmart. People are like, what are you doing?
I want to get a midriff to show my abs. Remember that was a thing in the 80s or 90s? Guys were wearing midriffs as well.
Crop tops, yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
Let's never go back there.
Oh, you know.
I don't think I wore anything but a crop top.
Girls, I can understand. Yeah, but if a guy wore a crop top, I'd be like, That's very Mardi Gras, though.
I had an AC/DC one.
No, it was like a thing. It was like hip-hop artists, White Man Can't Jump. They used to have the...
It's
a manly thing.
I'm sure it was.
There you go, Dan. You're a man out of time. You should have been born in the 80s.
I'll get you some photos.
Rochelle in Being Lee. What's your phobia, Rochelle?
Drop toilets.
Oh, that's not irrational. They are awful.
They're horrible. Oh. I don't know what it is about them. I literally start having a panic attack and I tell my husband, I want to go camping more, but there cannot be drop toilets there. He's like, why?
They're so deep and they're so stinky.
And they're always dark. There's never like a light.
No.
Do they have a ladder in them? Because if you fall
No, they're too small for that.
You have to be able to get out.
No, they're too small, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's...
So they're standing height. So if you fell in, you could climb out.
Well, they're not. You still like the drop toilets are still like a toilet. It depends on how advanced they are in the camping thing. They've still got like a cubicle, but it's just so weird. There's nothing to flush, and it's like just a little seat.
The actual
bowl is completely painted black as well, so you can't see what's down there, what's coming up.
What's coming up?
Yeah. We're being told that you have a funny camping story. Did something happen with
you
one?
Didn't fall in? Did you?
No. I was saying I went to like a convention. It's like one of those beaches where you can see the turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was in Bundaberg with my father-in-law and mother-in-law, and she took me in with my sister-in-law. And my sister-in-law went, and I fully freaked out and had a panic attack. And they're like, "Come on, you just said you really need a pee." And I said, "No. I'll just wait till we get home."
Uh-huh.
And they go, "Home's an hour away." I'm like, "It's fine, I'll hold it." And I was just holding it in pain the whole way until I got home.
Fair enough.
I just couldn't. I couldn't.
Fair enough. Well, hey, good on you. That phobia's got you tickets to see Pink.
Thank you so much. I can't believe I got through.
Oh, she's going to pee now.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
So much drama. Or a Married at First Sight, which is so strange for a love show. I know, right? It's just about finding love. Mm-hmm. But where do you sit on this? Because Harrison got paired up with Bronte, and that was always the promos. I know you guys haven't been watching, and neither have I, but I can stay up to date with the bitching on social.
Mm-hmm. And I saw her on the promo. Her eyes go real wide. There's a big scandal.
And that's because her friend or a sister, I don't know, came up and was like, "I know some information about Harrison."
What?
What?
worst nightmare.
And the information was that he had been seeing someone on the outside. Talking about before he came into the experiment, he was dating someone. That girl has now been revealed as Abby Miller, who was on The Bachelor.
Right.
And they'd been together.
So he has a type.
Someone who's after fame too?
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to speak to her because I don't know, because she's been dragged into this mess and he has betrayed her as some lovesick puppy that was so in love with him, but he had to say, no, 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 sorry, I've signed up to this reality
crazy
show.
Crazy ex-girlfriend.
Been there.
Yeah. You know, yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry. I really want you, but I've just got a crazy ex-girlfriend.
We're still living together because our lease runs out in another month. So,
exactly. Yeah. If a guy says that, he's the crazy one. Yeah. He's a crazy one that wants to have two girls on the go and really cannot put up with it. But he was on the couch, you know, how they're talking to the experts and they're talking about, you know, do you want to do the commitment ceremony? One holds up stay, one holds up leave, and then they have to stay.
If one says leave and one says stay, they're not allowed to go, are they?
No, they have to stay. They have to both write leave, but the producers will not allow that.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like you lock it in, you know, before they don't go. Would you like a new piece of paper and maybe change it to leave now? They don't give them that option.
No.
It's like, sorry, you locked it in earlier, 2 weeks ago. No worries. but this was him saying, well, yeah, it is true that I was with someone before I came into the show.
This other woman on the outside, where would she get the impression that she's still in an ongoing relationship with you?
I legitimately don't know. I never said that. My belief is that she's developed feelings and was hopeful. And
which would make sense if you're having with her a week before going off to marry a stranger. You know, if she had told you this is super casual, I just want to have with you. Let me finish, please. The place where your brain needs to be perhaps shouldn't be between somebody else's legs and body.
Well, she could tell me off anytime. Don't you think? Yeah, if she told you off? Let me
especially
finish.
When she has the head you between the legs finish. And body.
Yeah.
Well, I did something else wrong.
Do you want to see how naughty I can be?
Yeah.
Where do you sit on it? Has he done anything wrong? I mean, I think he has if he's still messaging her, which sounds like that's the jig. But it's still, I guess, people like to pretend that you're still going onto this show to find love.
Yeah,
when reality of it is you're not. You're just trying to find your OnlyFans account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or your Instagram account, really. More
well,
followers.
I guess if you, it depends how you're comparing it. I know they're going to marry a stranger, but I guess if you're on the apps dating, right, and you've been chatting to someone and you arrange to go and have a date Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And this is Monday. And then on Wednesday, someone else pops up and goes, hey, do you just want to come over? It's just for tonight.
Yeah.
Is it wrong to do that, go for a one night a Wednesday when you know you're going to meet up with someone Saturday?
I mean, not if you're single. You don't have a commitment to anyone.
Yeah. Well, he's technically still single at that
point. Well,
he's
just going on a show saying, I'm going to be away for a while. I don't know if this girl's going to be into me. Yeah. So I may as well see someone right up to the lead up. Yeah. But I think then you have to stop communication. And then from the other girl's point of view, it would be pretty hard to go, oh, by the way, I've gotten to married at first sight, but I'd still like to continue seeing you until
but
then.
I guess the other thing you've got going for you there is, though, you probably could keep it up because it's not on TV straight away. You know, they film it first, so you could be doing that before they even have to start watching you back, you know?
Yeah. See me now before I look like a douche.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, people have asked her, talking about the girl on the outside, Abby Miller, like, hey, is this? And he goes, is he really a narcissistic guy? And she said, what you see is what you get.
So, yes.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think they're seeing each other.
So what he's effectively done is now he's ruined his chance with the one on the outside and the one on the inside all at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brilliant.
Because when you're on the show and you're saying, oh, look, I don't even know where she's into. I don't know where she got that impression from. Like, that's just so weird. She's just so into me. So, it's embarrassing.
So now he can't put his head between anybody's legs or body.
I think I found the right Abby Miller. I googled Abby Miller and got the dance mums Abby Miller. And I was like,
she's an Australian girl. She's gorgeous.
Like, conjugal visits. She's still in prison?
I don't know, mate.
Is she in prison?
Yeah.
She's in it. Last I saw was a clip on the internet of her in one of those mobility scooters
flinging.
I've seen that one. Abby Miller. She's an Australian girl. She's gorgeous.
No, I found her.
Yeah, you wouldn't be allowed to follow her because I know you think it would be inappropriate.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't follow her.
I'm going to swoop in and save the injured swan.
No.
What did the bad man do to you?
She's doing all right.
Yeah.
And the other Abby Miller's out of prison now.
Is she?
Oh, is she?
Right, okay, good.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The Philadelphia Eagles are heading back in the Super Bowl for the fourth time. They take on a team that knows a little thing or two about the stage they're taking. Kansas City Chiefs back in the final dance for the third time in 4 years.
Super Bowl day, big day for Americans who love their gridiron. And we here, we don't care about the gridiron, really. We focus on the halftime entertainment and the ads.
Some people do.
Some people
do. I mean,
do.
It's very, for me, it's a very slow game.
They generally say out of a 3-hour game, there's only like 20 minutes of actual play.
I am excited to see a couple of Australians in it. Mm. I feel a bit patriotic when you see them. You're like, yay!
Look at us go.
And plus they're getting paid, what, 90 million?
Yeah. Wow! See, my interest has gone into the turf because what they do there is quite exciting.
Like, actually,
you,
exactly
love, you
exciting.
Love the turf. I love the halftime entertainment and you like the commercials.
I like also big trailers are revealed that's as well. True. So that's going to be exciting. I think the Flash one is due with Michael Keaton back as Batman.
But it's quite amazing. Because it's
come on, turf
let
chat.
Me just say, I've got to get it out.
Okay.
I've seen it on Instagram just like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because it's an enclosed stadium.
Mm.
It costs them $800,000, right, to make the turf there.
Yeah.
And it's on this big thing. They roll the entire pitch outside during the day to get sunlight on it. And then they roll it back inside again.
What? When? How far in advance?
Well, they've been doing it for the last 2 weeks.
So what about if you roll it out and then, bugger me, the forecast was wrong, it starts raining. What do?
You roll it back up again.
Well, no, that's good because it gets rain. Right. You want rain on it, yeah.
And when you said that, you've got to paint the picture because I blew my mind. It looks like a garage door on
you
the ground.
You imagine, right, Suncorp Stadium,
yes.
At one end of it, the whole door opens up and imagine seeing the whole rectangle of grass get pushed outside and get put on Milton Road for a few hours
and then
pushed back inside again.
So what are they? So no one's playing on it during?
No,
it's purely for the Super Bowl.
So how? Okay.
So they grew this grass.
It's virgin grass. Yeah, virgin grass, never been touched. No one's laid foot on it until today.
I'll show you the video, you'll
like. I was liking reading the reports of injuries during Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Not talking about on the field, but talking about off. And, of course, there's a lot of people throwing things at the TV, so TVs break. But they're saying there's most injuries in the kitchen because people have a few drinks and they say the avocado hand, you know, you're cutting it up. It's for guacamole.
Yeah.
It also burns because people are, like, doing their snacks.
Doing their
chicken wings. They always say that, isn't there? Like
bazillions of chicken wings. And what's something that we've always said around here when it comes to the Super Bowl? We've been saying this for years, and we've been wrong. How much does a 30-second ad cost in the Super Bowl?
Well, it used to always be $1 million, but we've been saying $1 million, like you said, that was like 15 years ago.
Mm.
So it has to be, is it up to like 5?
A billion?
A trillion?
Oh my God, is it?
Well, I can tell you, I've got a graph here in 2002, and now and we were definitely saying it back then, 2.2 million already.
Oh, wow, we're way off then.
Yeah.
Is it a million states and 2.2 here? Like, is that a million dollars or US dollars?
$10 million then, you'd think now.
20. I'm going to go 20.
20? Are we doing Australian or US? You can stay with US.
whatever that says.
We'll jump ahead to 2013. That was 3.8 million.
All right, I want to change my answer if that's all right.
Just tell us. What is it?
2018 was 5.2 million.
Yeah. Okay, graph boy.
And this year, it will cost companies a record $7 million for a 30-second ad.
Wow.
The payoff for it, though.
But then,
and that's just a spot. That's not just for the actors, because they roll out people that were top of the game.
Well, you'd like this one. I think you would like this one. One of the ads that's going to air, and most of them have already been released, it has a Clueless reunion with Alicia Silverstone playing her beloved character, Cher.
I used to be pretty clueless about shopping, among other things. Like, when I heard I could save by getting cash back with Rakuten, I was like, as if. But then I was like, why didn't I do this sooner? Ooh, you can get cash back on all the fashion, even your most capable outfits. At your fave beauty stores. Ooh, eye cream. Not that I need it. And on pretty much whatever. Who put that there? In conclusion, you'd have to be butt crazy to shop with that Rakuten. Cha-ching. Hello. Do I even get a rebuttal? I'm sure it'd be re-brutal. Whatever.
Aren't you a little old for high school?
What?
Is it a bit of a sellout, do you think?
They're all sellouts.
I guess so.
You're a virgin who can't even drive. She can't do them now. Sad.
Dave Grohl's in one too. He's picked up the Canadian Whiskey Crown Royal. This one's a teaser for the actual ad that's going to air during the actual show.
Peanut butter? What? The walkie? The paint roller? The battery? No. Trash bags? The replay? No way. The egg carton? Did you know the egg carton? It says it right here. Whoa. Electric wheelchair. Did you know that, Liam? Yep. Hawaiian pizza.
So you have to tune in on Super Bowl Day to that find out what all those words mean and why they're all connected somehow.
That one you feel like you have to see.
You do have to see. Well, you will.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
You choose me?
We don't have a lot of responsibility in our jobs. I mean, if something goes wrong, it's not going to cost a lot of money.
Sure, say the F word.
Okay, so we have some responsibility in our roles here at the radio station.
What's funny about that, and we should be telling our listeners this more, that if you don't complain, we can't get in trouble.
No, there's always going to be someone, and the person that complains is not the person that heard
it. I know.
It's them going, did you hear what they say? And then the other person complaining on behalf of people that could have been offended.
So the only way for us to actually literally get in trouble by Commercial Radio Australia or ACMA or whatever they're called is if someone makes a complaint. If we say something and you don't complain,
we don't get in
they can't. We should. It's like not if you don't press charges. Yeah. That's essentially
100%. We should have a day where everyone in Brisbane just agrees that we won't complain. And then we'll do a show for you. And I think you'd actually like it better.
The ratings will go through the roof.
I think they might.
There'll always be one.
There'll always be one.
Of course, there will.
F them. So we were talking about this on our walk, because when we walk of a Friday, we walk down through South Bank and they're doing all that work at the Wolves. And they're building a bridge. And so you sort of see it. It's like the slowest time lapse ever, because we go once a week and every time you go, it's moved closer and closer.
Staff has been so concerned about this bridge, right? So concerned. It's like he doesn't think that there's any engineers and he's so close to just going, excuse me, I was just wondering if you thought about it. Are you sure they're going to touch in the middle?
I really want to be sure that they've carried the one. Do you know, that's all. I just want to make sure.
Because they're building it on one side, building on the other.
And
it does. I know, but it does look like it's going down. And he's like, is that just for the looks?
You think when they get to the last bolt, they're going to realise they haven't done something?
By like 1 millimetre. Like 1 millimetre, and then that'll be the bridge gone. Yes, it must be very stressful.
Looks all right from my house.
You can't see it from my place.
I think they do it for a job. But then again, there are bridges all over the world that have collapsed.
Wow. Mm.
Not in Australia, has it?
Oh, I'm sure.
They put those signs on bridges when they build them. This bridges all over the world have collapsed.
Now, they've got like a counter of how many crosses you've got and before it gets too weak. But spare a thought, because this is a true story. Happened in Spain. They commissioned 31 new trains to be built to be going on their rail system at the cost of £228 million. So double that. For Australian dollars. And they were just about to say, let's go, it's all good, get these trains rolling out.
Did Spain make them? Yes, Spain made them.
The trains are just a smidge, too big to go through any of the tunnels in Spain.
Are you saying they built these and then like, oh, that's right. Did we say that they were going to go through tunnels?
They looked at the measurements for all the new tunnels that they'd built, not the older ones that have been around since the 19th century. And I know normally bigger is better, but I think everyone will, if it doesn't fit in the hole, that's not good.
So are they going to change the bridges, or are they all World Heritage?
World Heritage, historical, yeah. So trains.
So just let down the wheels?
I don't know how trains work.
Take the roof racks off. Just risk it.
That'd be something.
Yeah. They've scrapped it. They were supposed to be released for October 2024. They will now likely arrive in 2026 if they're lucky.
That's so. Do you do this though, Maddie? Because I know you've got a big car. Do you like, because I measurements, I know my roof, right?
Yeah.
And it does have roof racks on it. Mm. But sometimes you go, oh, well, I know it's 2.1 or whatever, and it says 2.1 clearing. And you're like, surely they give me a little bit of leeway, right? But every time I go under it, I still, little duck.
Duck.
And it's like, what am I going to do when you're ducking in
there? Every single time. My head is practically on the dashboard. I'm like down and I'm looking at the roof.
Oh, thinking, was that what they should have done? Just go, okay, everybody, we are coming to a tunnel. If everybody would just like to duck.
Yeah. Yeah. It just feels so like it if you go through, you're like, ugh.
You can't not.
I know.
You can't not.
Sorry.
Yeah, she accidentally. But then,
I mean, it
there.
Is a lot easier to back a car up than it is to imagine if the train's barreling towards the tunnel and goes, we're not going to fit. What are we going to do?
I think it would take out the bridge or the tunnel, wouldn't it? So what are they doing?
They've scrapped them. They've got to redo the whole thing. Two people have been fired. It's a national disgrace, and they're trying to
only two people.
Cover it up.
I feel there should be more firings than two people.
I thought exactly the
same
thing.
And it's probably the receptionist and the cleaner, the people who aren't even at fault for it.
Bob, we need you to take a hit on this one.
Stav, Abby, and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Mark's tomorrow, the 14th of February, Valentine's Day.
In diddly doodly.
Your letter is I for India.
Your letter is G for
G-spot.
Yes, and some of your answers are grapes, golf, and Guardians of the Galaxy.
Got any grapes?
I am Groot.
There's the podcast. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby, and Matt on B105.
Your day was made better by Stav, Abby, and Matt. Now search dog parks to find out how Brisbane City Council is making Brisbane better too.